If you have your Bible, turn to Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10. Amen. I want to read this chapter today. I'm going to read the whole chapter. Amen. It's a long chapter, but I want to do that. Bible says, "For the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never, with those sacrifices which they offered year by year, continually make the comers thereof perfect. For then would they not have ceased to be offered?" Now that's a question mark. Amen. He said, "Because that the worshipers, once purged, should have had no more conscience of sin. But in those sacrifices there is a remembrance again made of sins every year. For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. For what's the use of having offerings?" He said, "Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he says, sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, but a body hast thou prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifice for sin thou hadst had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come, in the volume of the book it is written of me, to do thy will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin thou wouldest not, neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then said he, lo, I come to do thy will, O God. He taketh away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every priest standeth daily ministering and offering oftentimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is a covenant that I will make with them after those days, with the saith the Lord, I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and a living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having an high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." He goes on, verse 26, said, "For if we sin willfully after that we have received the knowledge of the truth, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins, but a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. He that despised Moses' law died without mercy under two or three witnesses. Of how much sore punishment shall he be thought worthy, who hath trodden underfoot the Son of God, and hath counted the blood of the covenant, wherein he was sanctified, an unholy thing, and hath done despite unto the Spirit of grace. For we know him that hath said, vengeance belongeth unto me, I will recompense, saith the Lord. And again the Lord shall judge his people. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. But call to remembrance the former days, in which, after you were illuminated, you endured a great fight of afflictions, partly whilst you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly whilst you became companions of them that were so used. For ye had compassion of me in my bonds, and took joyfully the spoiling of your goods, knowing in yourself that ye have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul hath not pleasure in him. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul." I want to preach this morning for a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought. Our blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Amen. Can you say that this morning with down the depth of your soul, that Jesus is your blessed assurance, that He is yours today, praise God. I'm glad He's mine and I'm His. Amen. I made that commitment to Him several years ago, and it just gets sweeter and sweeter as we go. We see here in the writer in Hebrews, he begins to write this thing down. He talks about the law being a shadow of those good things to come. It was a shadow. It wasn't the very image of what we had. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ as He comes into play, and He begins to make Himself known. And He said, you know, if those offerings, those sacrifices made of animals, and they were dying by the thousands as offerings for the sins of Israel, for the sins of the nations, but praise God, I'm glad that they were just a shadow of something that was going to be far better. It was a shadow of a Savior that was going to come and die on the cross of Calvary once for all, praise God, so that we could all be made free of this old dressfulness, drudginess of this life that we live in, that we might be partakers with the Lord Jesus Christ in His salvation that He made for us. He made a perfect plan so that you and I could get in and be partakers in the goodness of God. He said it wasn't the servant, it wasn't the sacrifices. He said if it was, if the sacrifice would have been sufficient, he said for then, verse 2, would they not have ceased to be offered. Said if they were sufficient for the saving of souls and for taking away sins, amen, you could do it one time and you would have it would be a done deal. But praise God, He said they had to offer them year after year, because all the law would do is push those sins back for just a little while, and in our recognition, our consciousness, they would rise up again, and when it come time to go in and offer for sins again, we'd have to appear again, praise God, before the priest and have our sins remitted again, to have them pushed back. But He said it was impossible for God, the blood of bulls and of goats that should take away sin. You say, well, preacher, what was the point of the law? Just to see, praise God, that we needed God more than ever before. That we need God to help us, praise God, because we can't live a perfect life without Him. We can't live under law. We can't set rules and regulations to live by and think that it's going to conform us into the likeness of God. Amen? We may say, I know every year, I've said it before, every year we'll set us from the beginning of the year on New Year's Day, we'll make us some New Year's resolutions. And we'll say, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. And it never fails. By the end of January, praise God, we've done forgot about that. We've scrapped that and went back to our old ways. Amen. I don't know how many times, praise God, we said, you know what? Come January 1st, praise God, I'm going to change my habits. I'm going to change the way I eat. I'm going to live more healthy. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And praise God, it don't take very long till we chunk that whole idea and we just do what we want to do. Amen. But I'm going to say, God has a great big plan for us. Glory to God. We can't keep the law. We can't keep doing the things that we should in this old flesh. But I'm glad that there's a God of heaven that saved us, praise God. He paid the price of sin once for every one of us. He went to the cross of Calvary and He died for you and I so that we could get in, praise God, and be partakers with Him. He said that sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not, verse 5, but a body hast thou prepared me. See, God demanded a sacrifice. Amen. In the Old Testament, praise, He demanded a sacrifice. He demanded them. He made them get offer up those sacrifices. You say, well, preacher, why did He do that? Praise God. If it wasn't going to do anything for them, praise God. He was trying to help them to realize that they needed help in all that they do. Amen. He demanded them to offer up sacrifice, but He desired more than that. He desired a faithfulness to God. See, in those sacrifices, God desired a faithfulness to Himself, that the people would come to Him and realize, you know what? I can't keep the law. I can't do the things that's right. What it says, God says is right, praise God, without His help. Amen. So He commanded them to keep these sacrifices, but He desired far more than that. I want to say, praise God, He wants us to keep His holy word, praise God, but He desires far more than that. He wants us, praise God, to commit ourselves to Him, to realize that you can do nothing without Him. Amen? You can't. Jesus said Himself, said, you can do nothing without me. You're powerless in this world to do anything without Lord Jesus Christ as your ever-present help. Amen. Now we get away from that so many times, praise God. It won't take long before we get in the middle of the day. We think we get to running on our own. We can think, you know what? I got this. Boy, this day's going to be good. And all of a sudden, the old devil will throw a monkey wrench in it. He'll sidetrack you. He'll waylay you. Amen. Praise be to God. But if we got the Lord Jesus Christ, He's walking with us all the time. Praise God. He'll point out the places where the devil will try to waylay us. He'll point out the places where the enemy will try to get us. Amen. He'll show us, praise God, the error of our ways and the rightness of His. Amen. He'll point us in the right directions. Why? Because He demands everything, but He desires a better. The Bible desires something far better. See, it goes on, verse 6, and He burned off the sacrifice for sin that thou hast had no pleasure. Amen. Why? Because the guilt is always there. Amen. Amen. See, the guilt is always there. We're guilty. That sin is just pushed back for a little way, but it's still there. It's still hovering over our heads. I think a whole lot of us, praise God, is still living under law, trying to be good within ourselves, praise God. And that guilt is weighing us down. It's pushing us down. It's sidetracking. It's keeping us from thinking about the goodness of God and what He wants to do for us, to bless us with today. Amen. And when we commit ourselves to Him, He said, "A burnt offering is a sacrifice for sin thou hast no pleasure." But then He said, said, "Lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written." Talking about the Old Testament. Now this is the Lord speaking. He said, "I, in the volume of the book, it is written of me to do thy will, O God." Amen. So our Savior comes. He says, "You know what? It's written all in the old book, praise God, and it's carried over in the new, that the Lord Jesus Christ came to do the will of God." The best thing that we can do today, church, is, praise God, fall into the will of God. Fall into the way of God. Amen. And He'll direct us. He'll direct our path. He'll take us where He wants us to go and help us to get there, praise God, for His glory. And you can come out with a shout in your soul, praise God, instead of going around with a pout all the time. Amen. You know, it's easier, praise God, just to get in there and just serve the Lord, love the Lord, follow the Lord, praise God, than it is to try to work around Him. I'm afraid so many times we try to work around the Lord and we'll go the way He wants to go if it's convenient. Amen. If it's a convenient time, if it's a convenient season. Amen. There was a whole. I remember a time Paul was over there and he was preaching, and that they told him, said, "Well, we'll hear you again when there's a convenient season. When there's a good time, we'll listen to you. But we ain't got time to listen to you now." Amen. I guarantee you, they wish they would have listened to it if they're screaming today in the regions of the damned. Amen. I guarantee all those people that said that's put it off and said, "You know what? I'm not going to get right now." And they've never had an opportunity tomorrow. They scream in the regions down. They wish they had, but they can't change nothing. Amen. We can't change nothing after we're gone. But praise God, we can change everything while we're here. Amen. We're living in a world that's corrupt. We're in a world full of sin. But praise God, we can change that one soul at a time. We can change that one person at a time, one life at a time, with the help of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He makes that difference. He came to be that different. What's He saying here? He's saying that He voluntarily came to be that we need Him to be. And said above when He said, see, I like that word above. I thought about that the other day when I was reading that. I thought, praise God, this is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit communicating with each other. Probably before the foundation of the world, praise God, He said, "You know, this is the way it's going to have to be." And the Lord Jesus Christ said, "I'll go, Father." He said, "I'll be that price of sin." Amen. He said above when He said, "Sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin, thou wouldest not." Amen. He said, "Neither hast pleasure therein, which are offered by the law." Amen. He said, "God don't have a bit of pleasure in that. God's just using that, praise God, as a guide and a guidepost just to show us our sinfulness, showing us our need for a holy God. Somebody to make a difference in our life." I want to say, you can't make a difference in your life all by yourself. You can't make a difference by your life, praise God, by trying to live in a family, trying to do everything right. Only difference it'll make in your life, only way you can change your life is through the Lord Jesus Christ moving in, taking up His abode, amen, and becoming the Lord of your life, the King of kings, and the Lord of lords of your life. Amen. He makes that difference, praise God. Amen. He said, "Then said He, Lo, I come to do thy will, O God." Now here He says it again. He said, "I come to do the Lord Jesus Christ." Amen. The second part of the Trinity. He said, "My whole purpose is to do the will of the Father." Amen. How much better are we than He? But he said the whole purpose of his life was to do the will of his heavenly Father that he might finish well. Amen. He was looking for that foundation, praise God, that's steadfast and sure. Amen. Praise God. He says he taketh away the first that he may establish the second. Now look at verse 10. He said, but that by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. So we see the sanctifying power of God. We see God begin to sanctify, praise God, to set aside that that'd be good. And he sets aside by the Spirit. It works through God. Amen. By the grace of God, we see the Spirit of God moving upon the people of God. I wonder what's happening to the churches today. The Spirit of God is a thing of the past. We come in, we've got programs and games, and we've got gadgets and gizmos, praise God, to keep people entertained. But I want to say, praise God, the most entertaining thing that we can have is the Holy Spirit of God tiptoeing across our hearts, showing us, praise God, amen, that we're not good in any way. But praise God, there's a good God of heaven, a great big God of heaven who loves us, praise God, each and every one. He's there to help us, amen, to make a difference in you and I, help us, praise God, that we can go through this world with joy in our soul that's unspeakable, praise, that's full of godliness and godwardness, that we can see God everywhere we go, and He manifests Himself before us as we travel along the way. I like it, praise God, when He pulls up in the car with me and He just blesses my soul, amen, just me and Him, glory to God, amen. He pours out His sweet Spirit all over me, praise God, and I get to can't help it, amen. Now that time, praise God, I just have to pull over. Amen. Praise God. The only ticket I got, Brother Bill, in the last few years. I was going home from church one night. Well, praise God. God, just a blessing. Amen. I went through the Patton Avenue, went down that hill. You know, when you cross under red light there at the Goodwill, praise God, there's a speed sign there. It goes from 45 to 35 as soon as you go under the red light. In fact, red light's green, praise God. If you ain't careful, you'll be speeding. Amen. As soon as you go through that red light, they clock you and they got you. They used to watch that all day. They watched it every night. And they were getting people left. They made them quit watching it. Because he was kid, it was a speed trap. He was just getting so many. But I come through there one night, praise God, I come down that hill. Amen, glory be God. I went through that red light. It was green. I went up the other side, praise God, just to pray. The tears are rolling, crying, praising God. Amen. And I looked back, praise the Lord, and there was a blue light. Amen. Bubblegum machine done hit the jackpot. Amen. Praise God, it was going off. Glory be to God. I got up there. I thought it was kind of ironic. I got up there at that little old headstone place. Amen. And I pulled off over in there, and he come to me. He said, sir, you know how fast you're going? I said, sir, I don't have a clue. I said, all I know is God of heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit of God. He just caught in the car with me, and me and him, amen, glory be to God, me and him were going for a ride. Amen. Glory, I was going as fast as he helped me go. Amen. Praise God. He just looked at me kind of funny, went back there, he said, I'll be back in a minute. Went back there, praise God, come back in a little while, wrote me up for 55 and a 35. Amen. I said, glory to God. Don't change my God, He's still good. Amen. I asked him where he went to church. Glory to God, he looked at me like I was a fool. Amen. I said, praise God, I'd just like you to come get in what I'm getting. Amen. Praise the Lord. But I'm glad He's a God of heaven, praise God. He's real in our life, praise God. He come to establish, to do away with the first, that He could establish the second. That the Lord Jesus Christ could become preeminent. That we could have that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine, praise God. Amen. He made a difference, glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. And when I went up there to take care of that ticket, and they marked it down, glory to God. Amen. And I was able to get out of that, but praise God, I'm glad. Amen. That's just God. Amen. He knowed why I was a speeding. Amen. And He helped me. He made a way. He always does. We shall appreciate the Lord. But He said, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Amen. He said, we were offered one time forever. Amen. I feel sorry for these people that saved today and lost tomorrow. I tell you why they're saved today and lost tomorrow. They've never been saved to begin with. Amen. They've never been saved. You've truly been born again. Amen. I'm not talking about some little profession. I'm not talking about some little prayer. I'm talking about salvation of the Lord. I'm talking about the Holy Ghost of God deal with your heart, showing you use no sin or needing of Savior. If you can't remember the Holy Ghost, God deal with your heart and showing you use no sinner, praise God. If you never realize you're no sinner, you'd never be saved. But praise God, when I realized I was an old sinner, when I was painted, hung out over hell, praise God, I knew that one day that would be my home. Amen. And praise God, an old preacher said, praise God, son said, you don't have to go to hell. He said, Jesus Christ died to redeem you, praise God. He once for all, glory to God, paid the price of sin so that we could go free. But he says here in verse 7 that these priests, every priest standeth daily, ministering, offering sometimes all the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. Now you see these priests, now I want you to picture this, the priest standing always. The priest always offered up those offerings. It's, I pray God, because sin was never satisfied by offerings. Amen. It don't matter what you have, praise God. It'll never be sufficient, amen, to cover your sins. The Bible said we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. He said the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God, amen, salvation through the Lord Jesus Christ, that's our goal. Amen. Amen. I don't want to withdraw that wage of death. You say, preacher, well, when I told you, praise God, your people tell you that this preacher's dead, don't you believe it? Amen. Christ needs to be absent from body, to be present with God. I'm looking for the promise of being my Savior. Hey, glory, when my life's breath leaves me, Brother Bud, I'm going to be in heaven with my Jesus. I'll take the next one over there, glory to God. Amen. Glory. What a promise we have. But he said they stand up daily. And I oftentimes, offer over and over and over, offering up the same sacrifices. But he said that which can never take away sins. He said them priests, them Levitical priests, they would stand up and they would offer these animal sacrifices over and over and over again and just push that sin back just a little, buy them just a little more time. But that consciousness, that sin was always there in their lives. But he said, God's got a better thing for us, a better place for us in Christ Jesus, our Savior. He said, but this man, the Lord Jesus, he made a difference. He said, but this man, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins, I'm glad that's plural. I mean, Brother Lynn, I've committed a lot of sin in my life. You know, preacher, I wouldn't admit that. Praise God, that's why you can't get saved, get right with God. You're not willing to admit that you're an old sinner. Praise God, I know I'm an old sinner, just saved by grace. It's God's grace, praise God, it keeps me from being more of a sinner. If it wasn't for His grace, praise God, I'd be out there on dope and on my way to hell too. Living under a bridge somewhere. But praise God, the grace of God saved me from that. Pointed me in the right direction. I'm trying to walk right. Trying to talk right. Trying to live right with the help of the Lord. But He said, this man, after he had helped, you watch the difference. But this man, Jesus, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever. Amen. Glory be to God. Took care of my sins forever. Praise God. But he has sat down on the right hand of God. Now those Levitical priests, they were standing constantly. They were standing, as offered and offered and offering. But the Lord Jesus Christ offered Himself once. For the sins of humanity. Amen. For the sins of this world, praise God. For your sins and my sins, praise God. He offered them once, praise God. Forever. Offered one sacrifice for sins forever. And sat down on the right hand of God. God, the Lord Jesus Christ offered Himself for our sins. Then He went up there to heaven and He sat down at the right hand of God. He's sitting there. You say, preacher, wait a minute. What about Stephen? When Stephen was stoned, when Stephen was persecuted, when Stephen was killed, praise God, we see Jesus standing at the right hand of God. Yeah, because He got up to welcome him home. Amen. He got up, praise God, to honor the first martyr of the Christian faith. Amen. Glory be to God. Jesus stood up in honor of a saint, praise God, that was coming home. He became that welcoming committee. Amen. Glory be to God. The greatest welcome it ever given was given to Stephen. Amen. That's why it changed Paul's life forever. Praise God. He saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Glory to God. A few days later, a little while later, praise God, he's on the road to Damascus with letters in his hand to persecute the church, to persecute believers, praise God. And Lord Jesus Christ showed up on the road. Amen. He said, Lord, what would thou have me to do? Amen. Praise God. To believe on Lord Jesus Christ with all your heart, your soul, and your strength. But he said, he sat down at the right hand of the Father. He said, from henceforth expect until his enemy made his footstool. the enemies of God be made His footstool. Won't it be something? When all who, you say, who are enemies of God? Those that are unbelievers. Those that have not accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, that free pardon of sin. Those are enmity. They're enemies of God. Amen. If you're here this morning, you're lost. You've never been saved. Do you realize you're an enemy of God? Amen. You say, well, preacher, I wouldn't say that. No, I know you wouldn't because you don't want to believe it. But I want to say, if you've never been saved, you've never been born again, you're an enemy of God. You're an unbeliever. Amen. But praise God, if you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, He died for your sins according to Scripture. And He was buried and He got up the third day because God said so. Amen. You become a child of the King, praise God, with glory in your soul. Ready to proceed on for the cause of Christ. He made His enemies His footstool. Now watch this. Watch verse 14 right here. He said, for by one offering He hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. See, God, the Lord Jesus Christ justified us through His blood on Calvary. All those who would believe. Just as if, praise God, we had never sinned. Just as if we didn't have all that pile of garbage that we got in our lives. But He died for us, praise God, to take that all away. He said, for by one offering He hath perfected forever. Amen. Forever. Not for a little while, not till tomorrow, but forever. Them that are, but now here's the catch. Amen. It says, forever, them that are sanctified. He said, all those that have set apart, all those that are Lord Jesus Christ, all those that will see Him in His appearing, amen. He said, those He has sanctified, He justified forever. You become the Lord Jesus Christ forever. Amen. Those who are sanctified, Lord, those are set apart for Him. Those that said, Lord Jesus, I'm Yours. Take me, use me, lead me, guide me, show me the way. And He uses us, makes a difference. And then He gives us a helper to do that. He said, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after He had said before, this is a covenant I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I will put My laws in their hearts and in their minds will I write them. Amen. He said, you know what? He said, in order to seal the contract, He said, I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to live in your heart. I ask you a question this morning. Who's guiding you in your life? You say, well, preacher, I got a hold on this thing. Yeah. Amen. You better let go of it and let Jesus. Amen. We need to let the Lord Jesus Christ be the Lord of our life. We need to give Him control. Amen. He said, He'll put the laws in His heart, in our minds. They'll write them. He said, in our sins and iniquity will I remember no more. He said, we have a hope in the Lord, praise God. Our sins, our iniquity, our sinfulness, praise God, are put out of the way. They're gone. He said, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. No need for it, because Jesus Christ offered it one time. All we have to do is just say, Lord, forgive me a sinner. It's taken care of. It's covered by the blood. Having therefore, brother, now listen who's talking to. Boldness to enter the holiness by the blood of Jesus. He said, this is the holiness to have. We have boldness to enter in, amen. We enter in by the Spirit of God, amen. We enter in by the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God is what ushers us in, praise God, in the presence of the Lord. We enter in under the Spirit. That's how we worship. That's how we receive strength, praise God, by the Spirit of God. Amen. It changes our thought process. Our thinking ain't like it used to be. Our thinking becomes changed. It becomes different. It becomes directed. Amen. We have a different focus in our attitude. So we have a Spirit-led thought, thinking. We have Spirit-led attitude. We have Spirit-led affection. Our affections are different from what they used to be. Amen. We talked about in Sunday school, a husband and a wife. Praise God. You, a husband and a wife can't love each other if they can't love Christ. But if they love Christ, praise God, they can love each other. If a wife is saved and a husband's not, or if a husband's saved and a wife is not, praise God, they can win that soul that's lost with the love of God. Amen. Amen. Talking about a man and a woman that got married, they got married when they were lost people. And one of them gets saved, praise God. You say, well, should they separate? He said, no, praise God. That one that's saved ought to be able to win that lost one because there's a different kind of love there now. Amen. A true love. When we love Lord Jesus Christ with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our strength, then we can love our spouse. We can love our children. We can love our family, praise God. When we get hold of what God's got for us, takes all that mess out of the way. Amen. Praise God. He said, having therefore, brother, boldness to enter into holiness by the blood of Jesus. Amen. That affection that we have. A devotion to Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Who are we devoted to? A lot of people got devotion to work. Amen. They devoted, praise God. They're there. They're out early. They stay late. Amen. But praise God, our devotion, our biggest devotion ought to be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. He's the one that can do the most for us. You say, well, preacher, my job, amen, I make a lot of money there. Praise God, you couldn't without Jesus. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, your heart, amen, helping you get out of bed of a morning, you wouldn't be able to earn nothing. But praise God, because of that strength we have, and you want to be stronger than you've ever been, praise God, just put your faith, your trust in the Lord. Amen. I've seen him all around this community in the last year, just fill needs, praise God, just one after another. I mean, him supplying needs, amen, for people, giving people jobs, giving people help, doing what God does, praise God, for those that believe. Amen. He'll heap the blessing. He'll open a portal, windows of heaven, and pour them out. Amen. Lord of God, you say, preacher, I don't believe that. You're an unbeliever. Amen. God can because He promised it. Praise the Lord. How does He do this? He does it by a new and a living way. It's not that old cold dead way that we used to live. It's a new life, praise God. And He gives us a new aspect, a new direction, a new promise, a new purpose that He gives us, praise God. When we begin to live for Him, we preached last Sunday morning, who is the King of Glory? Amen, praise God. He's that one mighty in battle. Amen, He's that one, praise God. He's the Lord of hosts. That is the King of Glory. We preach here Sunday night on receiving a Wednesday night on receiving the promise. That promise that God's made us, amen. Praise God, one day in a little while, He said, I'm going to give you a place. He said, I've got a plan and I'm returning to get you, praise God, to take you with me where I am. Praise the Lord. I'm glad He had a plan and a purpose, and I'm glad I was part of that plan. Praise God, He brought me in. Amen. A new and living way, a purpose, and having a high priest over God. And in verse 25, now watch this. I want you to see this right here, and I'm just about finished. He said in verse 25, He said, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. So he says here that there's a new and a living way. But I want you to see this sandwich that God puts in here. Amen. I got to read through this. I thought, my goodness, right there is a wonderful sandwich. Now, I want to say, praise God, you can't make a sandwich. I don't like a sandwich that don't have a little lettuce on it. Amen. But Charles, I like a sandwich with some lettuce. So what we have, he said, we've got a new and a living way. He said, because that new and living way, he said, we're not going to forsake the assembling of ourselves together. Why? Because because he said, we won't be there to exhort, encourage each other, just to go a little farther for Jesus. Amen. Praise God, we exhort each other because we know the day's approaching. We need more strength day by day. The world waxing worse and worse. You say, preacher, where do we get that strength? Through the lettuce. Amen. He said, we have a high priest over the house of God. And he said, because of that, he said, let us draw near with a true heart, a full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, our bodies washed with pure water. He said, let us draw near to God. Amen. Through what we know, what we've had, what we've received, praise God, help us just to draw closer than we've ever been to a holy God. Looking for Him, to see Him, that He might speak to our hearts. They might be full of assurance, that confidence and faith. Amen. You know, we're supposed to live by faith in the Lord. Praise His holy name. That faith that comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed. Now what? Notice what it touches the heart and it touches the body. God changes the whole aspect of men's lives. Amen. Praise God. When He changes the heart, it'll change the body. Things that we see people, the way we see people living and acting out, will be different when the heart changes. So He says, let us draw near. Not only say, let us draw near. He said, let us hold fast. Amen. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. Without wavering. He said, we've got an expectation, praise God. Don't let it go. Just get a hold of expectation, Lord Jesus Christ, and hang on to it. Because the promise is He will fulfill. He will accomplish that He's promised us that He would. So we let us draw near. Let us hold fast without wavering. And he said, if we'll draw near and said, if we'll hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, He said, then let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Amen. He said, if we'll draw near, he said, then we'll hold fast the things of God, the most important part. He said, then we can consider and we can encourage each other along the way. Amen. Then we'll have fellowship. We'll not forsake the assembly and say, we want to grow together, praise God, with the Lord. We won't come together. I love to be where God's people are. Amen. It's the best part of my life is when I get to come to where God's people are assembled. Cautions encourage me. Amen. All it takes is one person to throw in their hand up. Don't even have to say nothing. Just waving to heaven, praise God. And it blesses my heart. Does it bless your heart when somebody gets excited about the Lord? It ought to bless our heart. It ought to bless us good. Amen. We ought to get in, praise God, realizing what the Lord has done for us. He said, but exhorting one another and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Amen. Exhorting each other, encouraging each other more and more. Why? Because there's going to be more and more discouragement coming down the pike. Amen. Discouragement's everywhere. But he said, we got to get together and we got to just encourage each other. Praise God, I came through it. Now, praise God, you can too. He's a God of heaven that loves you. Praise God. He said, we can't go back. We can't turn our back on God. He said, when the hard times come, praise God, he said, we got to stay faithful to the Lord. We got to keep going in the right direction. Amen. Why? Because verse 31 says, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of a living God. We want to be found pleasing to God. If we ain't careful, we try to be pleasing to this world. But I'd rather be pleasing to God, hadn't you? Amen. Praise God. But he said, but verse 32 says, but calling it to remembrance the former days in which you were illuminated and you endured a great fight of afflictions. Remember when you got in, you tried to serve the Lord, tried to do right, praise God, and it seems like nobody wants you to. Seems like the devil's fighting you on every hand. Seems like he's trying to flare up things in your heaven, in your family. Praise God, that's when you just got to call on heaven, amen, to come down and fix things to make it better, praise God. There's a fight of afflictions that we have because of our illumination, because the light's on. We realize, praise God, some things have to change. You know what's wrong? People don't like change much. We like the status quo. We like to keep going the way we're going. Amen. But sometimes we have to stop and change. He said, partly why you were made a gazing stock, both by reproaches and afflictions, and partly why you became companions of them that were so used. Amen. He said, these people that were being persecuted for Christ's sake. But praise God, you stepped up with them, praise God, because of that exhorting one another. You stepped up there and you said, know what? It's going to be all right. Don't worry about them. Amen. Let's just stay with God. Let me pray with you. Let me encourage you. Let me lift you up, praise God. It's going to be okay. Just stay with your faith. Stay with the Lord, praise God. Amen. He said, for you had compassion of me and my bonds, and took joyfully spoil of your goods, knowing in yourself that you have in heaven a better and enduring substance. Amen. He said you was really willing to sacrifice some of the things you had. Praise God. Because you realized, glory be to God, it was all just a gift of God and there was a better substance laid up. There was a better promise and a better place one day in a little while. Praise God. Amen. He says, cast not away therefore your confidence which hath great recompense of reward. He said, we've got a great reward just being confident in the Lord. See, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Amen. He said, we've got to have patience just to stay in the fight of faith. Don't give up. Don't give in. Just keep pressing on a little further every day. Just stay with God. Stay with God's people. Stay in godly situations, God, in a godly manner of life so that we can finish well this course that we're on, so we might receive the promise. He said, for yet a little while, and he that shall come and will not tarry. There'll be no delay when Jesus steps out, praise God. He said he'll come quick. We need to be ready. And then he turns this thing around with a positive. He said, now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall not have no pleasure with him. He said, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. Amen. He said, we don't go back into a place of perdition, a place of ruin and loss, praise God. Because we're those that want to gain and gain and keep getting gains, praise God, in the Lord till He takes us out of here to be with Him. Amen. So we have to realize, praise God, we have a blessed assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. Is He yours? I thought of this the other day as I was studying this. There's a song in this old red-back hymnal by a lady named Fanny J. Crosby. And Fanny Crosby wrote this song, Blessed Assurance. And it says this, at Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praise God. Praising my Savior all the day long. Second verse says, perfect submission, perfect delight. Vision of rapture now burst on my sight. She was blind. Fanny Crosby was blind. She couldn't see a thing. But she could see the rapture. Praise God. God taking us out of here to be with Him. Praise God. Praise God. The vision of rapture now burst on my sight. Angels descending, bring from above echoes of mercy and whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Verse 3 says, perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. That, my friends, is blessed assurance. Somebody's blind, somebody can't even see the things of this world, but she could see the portals of glory. She could see it. That's blessed assurance, amen. That's what we need to see. That's what we need to get a hold of, that blessed assurance in the Lord Jesus Christ, the promise that He gives us, and that there's nothing to go back to because everything is just ahead with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. He is our blessed assurance, praise God, this morning.